Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The Nagaland government has clarified that civil society organizations, CSOs, are to nominate credible individuals from their communities, not CSO office bearers, to the newly formed Job Reservation Commission. This follows objections from the Five Tribes Committee, which opposed CSO involvement in the nomination process. Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan emphasized that including community voices is essential for a fair and inclusive review of the reservation policy. He urged CSOs to reconsider their position to ensure a comprehensive report. The seven-member commission announced on August 6th includes representatives from the ENPO, CNTC and Tenimi Union Nagaland. The Pottery Hoho has welcomed the Nagaland government's decision to constitute a reservation review commission, calling it a timely step to address disparities in employment among tribes. In a statement, the Hoho expressed confidence in the commission's ability to ensure fairness, balance and clarity in the reservation policy. It emphasized that the core of the Bagua tribe policy is to redress historical disadvantages and provide equal opportunities to all recognized tribes. The Hoho also raised concerns over the disproportionate impact of past policy revisions on the Pottery tribe, citing a pattern of systemic neglect. It called for the inclusion of credible and experienced individuals in the commission to ensure transparency, inclusivity, and the trust of all communities. The Naga Students' Federation, NSF, has called for an emergency protest against the candidature of non-Indigenous candidates under the Nagaland State Quota for NEET 2025 admissions. The protest will be held today. The APEC student body emphasized that the state quota is strictly and exclusively reserved for Indigenous Naga candidates, in accordance with existing policies and constitutional safeguards for scheduled tribes. The NSF stated that permitting ineligible candidates would deprive deserving Indigenous Naga students of their rightful opportunities, set a dangerous precedent for the misuse of temporary postings and affiliations, and undermine the very spirit and intent of the state quota policy. Reaffirming its commitment to safeguarding the rights and privileges of Indigenous Nagas, the Federation warned that it would oppose any attempt to dilute or misuse these provisions. The NSF also appealed to all concerned citizens of Nagaland to join the protest and stand united in defense of the rights of the Indigenous Naga people. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar has said that the current international environment makes it essential to preserve and enhance stability in the global economy. He also stressed that India seeks a fair, balanced and multipolar world order, noting that reformed multilateralism is the call of the day. External Affairs Minister yesterday held talks with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and underlined that the fight against terrorism in all its forms remains a major priority for India. Mr. Jaishankar said India-China relations must be guided by three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. He added that differences must not become disputes, nor competition turn into conflict.
We've seen a difficult period in our relationship. Our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
Director General Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, yesterday visited the headquarters of Inspector General Assam Rifles North at Kohima. During the visit, the DG was briefed on the operational preparedness, prevailing security situation and welfare measures for troops deployed in the region. The DG interacted with officers and appreciated their dedication and professionalism in maintaining peace and stability in the area. He emphasized the need for continued synergy with the civil administration and other security agencies to ensure lasting peace and development in the region. He also lauded the initiatives by IGAR North in building strong relationships with the local population through various civic action programs. In addition, the DG visited the National Integration and Educational Development Organization, NIEDO, centers at Cheswema and Kaspani. He interacted with the students, encouraging them to stay focused on their academic and competitive exam goals. The DG assured them of all necessary support from Assam Rifles and reviewed the facilities to ensure a conducive learning and living environment. The visit reaffirmed Assam Rifles' commitment to operational excellence and its role as a key facilitator of development and integration in the Northeast. And in weather update, the IMD has forecast thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain to be very likely today in isolated areas of Kohima and Tuen Sang. Heavy rainfall is also expected at a few locations in Kifre, Waka and Zeneboto. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.